Okay, here we go. The Ben and Maggie Show.
He's about to get crazy and wild. Stay for a while. Don't touch your radio dial.
The Ben and Maggie Show.
Kicking it back, sports talk. Listen to that and stay tuned for some giggles and laughs. Go.
And I refuse to participate. I'm not adopting your language. I'm not respecting your preferences because you don't own reality. You don't own grammar. You don't own definitions. You don't have to provide me with an instruction manual on how to talk to you. Are you kidding? How important do you have to think you are?
Welcome to the Ben and Mikey Show.
Oh, well, boys and girls, this is going to be a real fun, terrific show.
What are you guys laughing at?
You.
Yeah, what are your pronouns, Mike?
That's none of your beeswax, mister.
Pronouns are really unimportant in life, honestly. It's like, yeah, they, them, this. That's what I say to him.
Yeah.
How about you, Ben? What do you say?
Nothing. I just keep it moving.
Ben's all clean shaven.
I know. Look at him.
He didn't read the contractual obligation he has. You know how the Yankees insist that you're clean shaven on their team? You can't have facial hair?
Really?
On this show, you can't not have facial hair. So yeah. Start growing it back now.
All right, fine.
Jesus. You don't read the damn enclosures.
You're looking mighty fine there, Ben.
Thanks.
By the way, Ben just had a birthday. We missed it on the 2nd of... today's the 5th?
Yeah.
The 5th? Where is the 5th? I could use a drink. the 2nd, which was just several days ago, maybe Saturday? Friday?
What about the 2nd?
It's the 1st. I'm sorry. Your birthday was the 1st of March.
Yes.
I got it right, though. I texted you. I said,
you did.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Did you like the one where I went, happy birthday, Mr. Ben Kitchen Cock?
I didn't like that one as much. Yeah. Part where you pulled up your skirt.
So how old are you now?
Old enough.
So just give us the age. It doesn't matter.
Enough.
We're probably both twice as old as you.
You, not quite. 39.
You're 39?
Yeah.
39. I remember when I was 39.
My ex-wife used to say she was 39.
34 years ago?
That's a good year, Ben.
39. Just hang on to that. And then lie to everybody going forward.
Yep.
You can't go wrong. Welcome to the Planet Mikey Podcast. And as Bill Smith told me, it's episode 264.
Yeah.
Like as if we give a rat's ass what number episode it is, right?
Well, you said you were going to quit at 300.
That's right.
Yeah. That's it? You're just going to bail out?
I'm going to quit when I'm 300 years old. See, you guys.
I see.
We're brought to you by Pro Automotive of Webster and Dudley, and I was in both towns twice this week.
Yeah.
But I didn't have a car problem. I just kind of went down there driving around with some friends that I picked up Ubering. ProAutomotiveMA.com is their website.
If you've got trouble with your car, truck, or SUV, Pro Automotive is who to see.
Pro.
You know, we should get Vinny from Shawshine Firearms in here and shoot us when we do that.
You know, he would too.
He's a good guy.
Yeah.
What else? Oh, I know what I was going to say. And my friend Billy down in Florida, down in Naples.
He was the one that sent you this?
I figured out who sent me this.
He told you.
Fabulous. James Arness shirt.
You are the number one fan of Gunsmoke, are you not?
I've watched every episode.
Yeah.
Sometimes multiple times. Oh, did you hear that dog?
That's Buddy. That's Buddy the dog.
What's
he
doing? What the hell? There's no one here. He usually only barks when someone's here.
Yeah.
So my friend Billy sent me this shirt of James Arness, and it says on the front of it, in case you folks at home didn't read it yet, would you please punish that dog? Give him a biscuit or something. It says, some of us grew up watching loving Gunsmoke. The cool ones still do. It's the greatest series ever. 20 years.
Never seen it.
You haven't seen any of them?
No.
Do me a favor.
Why would I?
Start with episode one. It's introduced by John Wayne.
What, do you want me to watch all 540 episodes?
Yeah.
How many are there?
You don't have time? You're only 39.
Yeah, I don't have time.
You think Smitty's up there beating the crap out of poor Buddy?
I think Buddy the dog might be eating Bill.
What's going on with that? Anyway, the show must go on. We're also brought to you by Giacomo's of Melrose, Massachusetts. With authentic, I think, you know what? I think we're in trouble because if Smitty's gone, who's going to run the controls?
You know what's really weird is 635 episodes, by the way. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's not like Bill says a lot on the show, but when he's not in the room, it feels extra empty.
It does.
Isn't that the weirdest thing?
You know, he takes up a lot of the
When you're not in here, we were
scared. What'd you do? Did you punish him? Did you tie him outside next to the skunk trap?
His friend, the Amazon man, came.
Ah, okay. So it must have been something there for him. Speaking of the Gunsmoke, though, just for a second.
Yeah.
If you could call up the IMDb on Robert Loggia. Do you know who he is?
Robert Loggia.
Of course I do. You know who he is?
Yeah.
Well, this is amazing. I was watching Gunsmoke, as I do.
Okay.
And I saw, there's Robert Loggia. And I'm thinking to myself, what did he do? What was the first thing I ever saw him in? Disney's El Fuego Baca. Do you remember that?
I don't think you're allowed to say that.
Yes, you can. El Fuego Baca. This guy has an IMDb that's longer than like...
He's another one of those guys. He's been in everything, right?
He's been in everything. Now, if you go back to the very beginning, you'll see Disney... You'll see a Disney, Wonderful World of Disney up here. It's probably 1958 or so.
Always plays a cop or something.
El Fago Baca. He played in do you remember that? He was the cat. Do you remember that, Will Smitty?
I do not.
You don't remember El Fago Baca?
I do not.
All right. Well, you just got to now go up, keep
it's
going.
Right here.
Okay.
Right
here. El Fago Baca from the Magical World of Disney. Okay. That's 1958.
That one right by me.
Actually, it was a series and it ran through 1960. Later, you would see him on everything. Just keep going slowly scrolling through. You'd see Alfred Hitchcock Presents, The Untouchables, The Defenders with E.G. Marshall and Robert Reed, the young gay Robert Reed before people knew he was young or gay.
Yeah.
Route 66, Rawhide, Ben Casey. Gunsmoke. There's the episode I saw right there. He's only in one episode, 1965 in Gunsmoke.
And you saw it.
But it's still black and white. Okay, keep going. Run for Your Life, The Wackiest Ship of the Army. Keep going. Tarzan. He was in, remember the series Tarzan?
Yeah.
Young Dr. Kildare, Kojak. Mannix. I mean, this guy was a busy Columbo.
And never a leading man.
No, but he always had the same kind of parts. Wonder Woman. Keep going. This is great. This is a busy man. Police Woman with Angie Dickinson and her knockers. The $6 Million Man. I mean, we've only gotten to like 1976, and he was right up through The Sopranos. Remember, he was in The Sopranos. He played Feach.
That's right.
And he was good in that, by the way. But... What you see with this guy is he's been in every single thing ever, and his name is Robert Loggia.
Loggia.
Yes.
Yep.
And I bet you he made more money than some of these leading actors.
I'll bet.
Because he was always working.
Imagine being an actor and being that busy. You had to have been happy. You know, say, I get to practice my craft and get paid.
He was very hateable as Feach in The Sopranos, though. He really was. But a great actor overall. He's dead. Died in 2015 at the age of 85.
Oh, good for him.
So I think he must have been in The Sopranos. He must have been like 80.
Don't know.
Had to be.
Can I get a sound from the computer, Bill?
78.
Yes, you can. Sorry, Ben. There you go.
Have your name, please?
Robert Loggia.
Can you spell that for me?
Certainly. That's Robert Loggia. R as in Robert Loggia. O as in, oh my God, it's Robert Loggia. B as in, by God, that's Robert Loggia. E as in, everybody loves Robert Loggia. R as in, Robert Loggia. T as in, Tim, look over there, it's Robert Loggia. Space. L Space. As in, look, it's Robert Loggia.
keep going.
That's it.
Oh, there's not more to that?
No.
That was a beautiful bit from Family Guy. Thank you very much for that. Hey, let me ask you a question, a rhetorical question. See, because I'm planning on crapping on our president of the United States toward the end of this episode.
Really?
In a big way. I've done my homework. But why would anybody, anywhere, come to the USA legally? Why would they do that?
Well, we have a system of law and order and peace and prosperity, and all these things need to be organized and managed.
Why go through all that crap when you can just come into this country and get all the free shit given to you, handed to you on a silver platter. In fact, beyond what the legal aliens get, if you could be an illegal alien, come here without waiting, without having to memorize the answers to citizenship questions, without having to swear in a holy Bible that you promise you're... Yeah. Just come in. Get all the free shit.
It's a powerful magnet, and they keep coming. And why do you suppose they're coming? These aren't... They're not seeking asylum.
Well, I know.
And the Chinese guys are coming here now.
Everybody's coming here now. Everybody that wants to be here just comes here, and they get free shit.
The latest thing I heard was that a lot of the illegals are forming gangs now, and they're going to take over the hood.
You know, the Venezuelans already have the gangs. They're bringing them across and in their entirety.
Well, those same guys, this is what I read today on Twitter, that they were going to... go after all the neighborhoods in the inner city. In Chicago, they move all the blacks out, and then all the illegals will move in. That's going to start some serious shit.
Well, once they run out of neighborhood cities in an urban sense, they're going to go to the suburbs.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And take over the next largest cities. All these people are there. These are criminals we're talking about.
It's being done deliberately. There's no doubt about it.
But the point is... Oh, God.
It's your favorite guy.
You didn't just sequester Neil Diamond's voice for this podcast.
I know you love it.
I fucking hate Neil Diamond. I hate every... You know when I started hating him? When he stopped bringing me flowers. Listen to this. Seriously, though. I'm being serious for a second.
Go ahead now. Serious.
Why would you come to America, Leo? Why don't we set up a system whereby all these people that are sneaking across... You know how they're paying the cartels thousands of dollars to get them across the border?
Give it to us instead.
Just have a booth. We take the money. Pay us. Oh, and I'll tell you what. We'll give you a free ticket to Disney. $10,000 a person. You come across the border. Yeah. By the way, you can't stay forever. Once we find you.
That's right. We'll give you a plane ride home.
But why would you actually choose, you know, the difficult route of going 1.8 million legal immigrants that the United States allows every year from all over that go through the process, they do the thing the right way, they obey the law.
And they get nothing. They get nothing when they become a citizen.
They get no benefit.
None.
But when you come in here and you're, let's say, I don't know, Haitian, you know, here in Haiti, they just... The gangs raided the biggest prison and released 4,000 criminals into the streets of Haiti. That's just what they need. You know, they don't have enough with the earthquakes and the volcanoes and all the hurricanes and shit.
That's a hard knock life.
They need to have the 4,000 criminals that were in jail back on the streets so they can start earning again.
Gangs in Haiti try to seize control of main airport now.
Great.
On top of escaping.
Not the airport. I thought you meant the airport in Maine, the one in Portland. I was going to say no.
What could go wrong?
The main airport of Haiti, you're talking about.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, they also stole my CDs, and I'll never forgive them. And we're going to have to do something about this to get my CDs back. You guys with it? You with me on this?
I'm with you.
But that's just a news story that kind of reached up and slapped me in the face and struck me as... Yes. And now this. Hold on. Oh, boy.
Oh, there goes my... Having a stroke.
Yeah. Hold on. Hold on 1 second. I do great smoke rings.
Yeah, that was good.
Maybe I should do some for the YouTube audience. Watch this.
Anyway. Look at that.
That was a thrilling 15 seconds.
Are you kidding me? Yeah, but a lot of people have lost that skill. What with smoking being down 97%. You have to make your mouth like a fish and then snap your jaw. All right, enough. I don't want to be silly. This is a serious podcast. I got news items.
Go ahead, Mike. And now the news with Mike.
Toe-licking fundraiser in Edmond, Oklahoma.
Excuse me, huh?
True story. Footage of a fundraising event at an Oklahoma high school that involved peanut butter and toes has gone viral. Yeah, they're putting the peanut butter on the toes. By the way, it goes really good with toe jam.
Peanut butter and jam.
It's
look
a
at
true
that.
Story.
Mike.
The video shows students lying on the floor and licking peanut butter off other students' toes. The faces of the minors have been blurred to protect their privacy. Well, I'd know those feet anywhere.
No, don't look at the pictures.
Next KOKH, that's Cock Radio, Ben. KOKH.
I should get a job there.
Reports that the district has launched an investigation into the incident which happened at Deer Creek High School. According to the news outlets, the event involved students from 9th to 12th grade. One unidentified parent eventually caught wind of the incident from her child telling Cock H Radio, "Whenever she told me yesterday this was happening, I had to ask her, wait, what? They're licking peanut butter off of toes? What?" That's what she said. That's her quote. It's a direct quote. Obviously a clever woman. State Superintendent Ryan Walters responded to the viral clip on X, writing, "We're cleaning up this filth in Oklahoma schools. Our agency is investigating." A statement from the Deer Creek School District revealed that over the course of a week, the school raised $152,000 for Not Your Average Joe Coffee, a chain that works with children and adults who have intellectual, developmental, and physical disabilities, and bunions.
So it was a good deal. I mean, the money went to a good cause, right?
Well, yeah, but that's not the point.
Yeah.
There's a million ways to raise money. Remember that time I did that whole concert whistling out of my asshole and we made all that money?
You did it here, too, as a demonstration.
I
remember
that. 15 songs in a row. I didn't miss a note.
I've never seen anybody do that on video.
It was expensive, though, to give the front and second row those like Gallagher-like sheets.
That's right. Gas masks.
When asked about this story, Rex Ryan had no comment. This is just unbelievable. I mean, toe licking.
I blame that weird Jesus commercial from the Super Bowl.
Ooh. Why?
Remember all of a sudden it just pops up, now it's on all the time?
Yep.
The people washing each other's feet?
Let's go back to Robert Loggia.
Speaking of The Sopranos, did you see this one?
What's that?
The booth.
Yes.
That last shot of The Sopranos in the series finale.
Right, with the onion rings.
$83,000.
Yeah, but there's a lot of fans of that show that would like to have that in their living room. Hey, by the way, you got to see what I got in my living room. Oh, new couch? No, it's the booth from The Sopranos where Tony, you don't know, he might have gotten killed there if they had no.
If I was a rich guy, I would have bought that.
You would have?
Did it come with a jukebox?
How rich would you have to be to buy it?
If I had $100 million.
You know, we could put it down here in the studio.
Wouldn't that be
It
nice?
Would be a better setup for
How
us.
How much was it?
$82,000?
Yeah.
All right. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to call him. I'm going to say, I'll pay you $100 right now so we can put that in Smitty's studio. Mm. What do you think?
Do it, Mike. Go ahead.
Huh?
Go ahead.
Do you still have any of that porn theater money?
I have to. I'm not telling you.
I know you do. Stash
some of those 20s are all crusty.
Oh, gross.
All right, so Robert Loggia, we did him, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Bob.
Okay, now let's talk about obesity.
Really?
Yeah. You want to?
Okay.
Let's talk fat guys for a second.
Now, why is this, Mike?
Hey, fatty.
Well,
I know you've been losing weight. I can see that.
Well, I'm down to 190.
Yeah.
You know, 190, 191. Sometimes I have a lot of snacks late at night and I get up to 192.5. But I always run it off on the treadmill. The other day on the treadmill, I did 5 miles in an hour, less than an hour.
Well,
it's pretty good, huh?
Moving along.
Yeah. I'm quite an athlete. The World Health Organization.
Who?
Yes. Keith Moon. How many members of the WHO are still alive?
Two.
Yeah, two.
And they are?
Daltrey and Townsend.
And who are the two that are dead?
And whose birthday is, or when's Roger Daltrey's birthday?
Moon and Entwistle.
March 1st.
Your birthday too?
Moon,
Roger Daltrey?
No. Moon and Entwistle.
Moon and Entwistle are dead, yes.
I saw John Entwistle in concert. He went around here.
Yeah.
And I never saw anybody play a bass like that. It was
all by himself, no other band?
No, there were band members there.
Were
but
just not having
just
pants
the bass?
On?
The stuff that he played was unbelievable. Bastards, you know?
He came out with just the bass.
I'm sensitive. Stop making
and
fun.
Went, okay, I'd like to do a song you might remember from The Who. This is My Generation.
That's
right. Was that jazz club?
Boris the Spider. Yeah, I think it was.
Scullers.
You know how he used to pick up girls?
No, it was, I think... Might have been the channel before it closed.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you know, Harry used to pick up young groupies and what are they called? The groupies.
Yeah.
You know how he used to, John Entwistle used to pick them up?
No.
I can't tell. It's dirty. Something about his Entwistle or her. Anyway, never mind. The WHO. How do we get off track? The WHO reported that a recent Lancet study. 1 in 8 people worldwide are now living with obesity. 1 out of 8.
All right. Did they just shrink the size or the parameters?
Shrinkflation. Now you're obese when you're like 140.
You know what? It's the food.
Well, you think?
Yeah, that's what's doing it.
It's also the habits and the laziness of certain people. Well, there's a lot of lazy people around.
They showed pictures of a crowd in 1970, I think it was. Oh, no, it was the 60s. And everyone was
thin.
You didn't see any fat people. Right. Yeah.
I know.
And
well,
so
people used to walk a hell of a lot more.
Yeah, that too. But the article said that the ingredients they're putting in the food now.
Yeah.
That's what's doing
chemicals.
It. Yep.
Yeah.
So
anyway.
And at the same time, we're also living longer than ever.
That is
well,
true.
That has nothing to do with it.
Well, you get to
for
eat
sure.
more.
The obese people we're talking about here are kids, teenagers, mid-aged people. There's not a lot of like 93-year-olds who were obese. You ever see a 93-year-old? They're always thin.
Yeah.
Right? I gave one a ride the other day in a Lyft vehicle. Guy was 93 pounds. All right, so 2.5 billion adults, 43% were overweight. Of those, 890 million adults were living with obesity. Now, that's a figure, if you like my expression here, a figure that's more than doubled since 1990. See, that's a little play on words.
I see. Yeah.
Your figure doubles.
I see what you did there, Mike.
Especially if you're like a chick or a broad. Adolescent obesity has quadrupled since 1990, with 160 million 5 to 19-year-olds considered obese.
Video games.
You know, when I was a kid, we didn't call them obese. We call them fat fucks.
it's not even video games. It's just bad parenting.
Anyway.
I'm with you, Ben.
Here's the difference.
Phil.
The difference between obesity and overweight, and I've been overweight, but I've never been obese.
Yeah.
Obesity is a chronic relapsing disease characterized by excess deposits of fat that can impair your health.
It's a disease?
You knew that, says Dr. Francesco Branca. He's the director of the Department of Nutrition and Food Safety at The WHO, the World Health Organization.
We can trust them.
He knows what he's talking about. According to The WHO, this is just crazy to do that, because there's an infringement on copyright infringement there. Cardiovascular disease, these are the dangers. Kidney disease, type 2 diabetes, certain cancers, issues with bone health, reproductive health issues, and impaired daily functions such as moving and sleeping. So, I mean, basically, if you're obese, you have all those extra risks. Overweight, on the other hand, isn't correlated with any reliable increased risk of morbidity and mortality.
But you know what? I feel bad for the people who put on the weight and one day they realize, oh, shit, I'm so sick of lugging this around.
Yeah.
And I've got to do something for my health and for my family.
They cut off one of their limbs.
And it's so hard to lose it. But you know what works?
What?
That Awaken thing.
Awaken 180.
Awaken 180
yeah.
works.
Although it doesn't change your voice. There's a guy named Gresh.
Oh, man.
And now he lost the weight, so he's no longer fat. But when you listen to him, he sounds just as fat.
Oh, sorry, Gresh. Oh, my God.
No, but he does.
Well,
he should
apologize
admit this.
For the behavior of our host.
He's got a fat guy's voice. Come on. He really does.
Oh, man.
Your butt is wide. Well, mine is too. Just watch your mouth or I'll sit on you.
You like this fat talk,
good,
don't
man.
You, huh?
That's good.
Now, let me tell you something. You know, I piloted a blimp, and when I don't bring that up for the reasons that you would think, for the fat jokes.
You mean the Goodyear blimp?
She broke up with me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But no way.
She broke up with me. Oh, man.
I learned the hard way that when you date a really, really obese woman, and you get down to business, you know, in the bedroom.
Yeah.
Bring bookmarks. Anyway, enough about obese people. It's kind of depressing me a little
my
bit.
God, thanks.
What's the matter, Ben? You're going to puke now that you're 39?
Gross. Podcast gone downhill since Robert Lodge.
Now that he's 39, Ben pukes when he hears stuff about fat girls because he's 39.
That's right. 39 years old. Ben, look at this.
Yeah.
Look at this. 39. There it is.
There it is,
Club
39.
Yep.
You should give him one of those to wear in his lapel.
There you go, Ben. It's all
when
yours.
He goes out,
thanks,
hanging
Bill.
Out with people and stuff like that.
Appreciate it.
And now more news.
You say more news? And now more news with Mike Adams.
You know, I used to love when the guys weren't ready, you know, on TV. They'd take the shot of the guy, and he'd be sitting there, wasn't quite ready, didn't get the cue. A woman stabbed a convicted sex offender to death over the weekend as
cops.
Let me start again. Can I start again?
Hold on.
Take two. A woman stabbed a convicted sex offender to death over the weekend as police said the felon appeared. Can I start again?
Take two. Stand by. Hold on.
Is that Steven Tyler? A woman stabbed a convicted sex offender to death over the weekend as police said the felon attempted to rape her inside a Louisiana business in broad daylight.
Oh, God.
The attack took place at a laundromat in La Combe, a small rural community a 50-mile drive northeast of New Orleans.
Now, you say a man did this. What kind of a man was this?
I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you here. Yeah, I got all the information. The St. Tammany Parish Sheriff's Office reported deputies responded about 3:30 p.m., broad daylight. That was on Sunday, to a laundromat just off Route 190. You know where that is?
Yes, and I wonder what kind of person would do this in broad daylight with no regard for anything.
By the time police got there, he was an unresponsive man. He had an apparent stab wound. While en route to the scene, deputies were also dispatched to a call in reference to a woman claiming she stabbed a man who had attacked her while she was at the laundromat.
Good for her.
Oh! Arriving officers found 40-year-old Nicholas Tranchant, or Tranchant, at the business suffering from a stab wound. Preliminary investigation into the death determined that Tranchant, a convicted sex offender,
there you go.
Entered the business armed with what officials described as a sharp weapon and attempted to sexually assault the woman, but
justice was served.
She fought back.
Yep. Good for her.
The female was able to gain possession of the weapon and used it to stab him.
Nice.
Before she went fleeing to safety. Court records show that Tranchant was convicted in Louisiana in July 2003 on felony charge of indecent behavior with juveniles. Then in May 2008, records show he was convicted of felony attempted aggravated rape and aggravated burglary. Tranchant was released from jail on those charges in 2023, December, just last year, and required to register as a sex offender. Mm. But guess what? He's back.
Yeah. And he's better than ever.
He's dead.
She's like I said, better than ever.
She stabbed him to death. Try to rape me. I'll stab you, you son of a bitch.
I found a game for you if you wanted to try it out here.
What kind of game?
Guess the Beatles song by the keyboard part.
Oh yeah. Are you kidding me? That's a good one.
That's easy. Go ahead. I'm ready when you are.
One's hit by singer.
It's someone else's thing. So let's...
Okay, song number one, just the keyboard part.
Okay.
We've got to identify.
What's
the
your
song.
Name? Yeah, we're right.
Okay.
Boom. Can we play it again? Oh, yeah. Is it from the White Album?
I don't know what it is.
Well, you don't know what it is. How can you play this contest?
Well, I know what the answers are to the other ones. I don't know.
That's it. No, we're not doing this. If you don't know the answers.
Oh. Okay.
It's too short.
I think I know.
You know, this isn't going to work.
You know, it's weird.
You know why? Because the things are too short. The guy speaks, he's an English accent.
Here Comes the Sun. That was the second one.
Yep.
Did you know that?
I did.
Oh, so...
By the organ part?
Yeah.
You guys have been playing with your organs too long.
That's actually a synthesizer. It was the first pop song to become a hit that used the Moog synthesizer.
Yeah, but that wasn't the one they used.
I should have done that. This game with you. Grumpy pants over here.
I know.
I'm not grumpy.
Yeah.
I'm not.
I think his anger has returned.
Well, you're going to hear me go off on Joe Biden in a second because you got that 15 minutes of shame thing queued up. What? Not yet. You ready? More news.
More news.
This is from Newsville. A Royal Caribbean cruise employee has been arrested after allegedly setting up hidden cameras inside passenger bathrooms to spy on young girls.
Oh.
Arvin Joseph Mirasol, 34, a citizen of the Philippines, was arrested Sunday after a guest aboard the Symphony of the Seas cruise found a camera in her bathroom on February 25th. This is just like a week or so ago. The guest, who was staying in a room with her sister and her mother, found the hidden camera when she reached under the sink to grab a roll of toilet paper and found the camera, quote, affixed to the counter underneath the sink.
Aimed strategically.
Well, you gotta know that. I mean, unless the guy was into feet like those people we talked about earlier.
There are people who say we should be kind to these people because they're wired that way. That's what attracts them sexually.
Yeah, you know
what
I say to
that?
Them off. I say, fuck them.
No shit.
You know, put them in jail.
I don't feel like
they're
being
perverts.
Kind. That's nuts, man.
And the minute it happens to someone in your family, you're going to kick the living shit out of the guy if you ever caught him doing
Let's
that.
Let's ask Ben, what causes that, Ben?
Why are you asking me?
Because you're a wise man.
She reported the
39
She reported the camera to customer services and the ship security responded to the room. Marisol, who was an attendant who services the cabin by cleaning, replacing towels, and making the bed, was detained on the ship until it docked in Port Everglades in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Once the ship docked, they grabbed him. They said, hey, you psycho pervert, get over here. They took all of his electronics from him, including his phone, an SD card, a camera, a USB stick. They were all investigated the same way. On the USB stick, they found numerous videos of naked females undressing, as well as child pornography on this guy's. And this guy was a sick fuck.
I bet he was selling that stuff, too.
One video showed Marisol himself installing a camera into a guest room's bathroom. So he even liked to.
He videoed himself?
Tape himself. And he admitted that he did all this stuff. And he told the officers, I want to control it, but I can't.
See?
He said he'd placed the cameras in the rooms where there were females 16 years old and older, despite knowing it's illegal to film underage girls. Royal Caribbean released a statement. You want to hear what the statement said? You guys cruise a lot?
Never. But my wife's about to go on a fucking cruise.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
It'll make me feel good about this.
Uh-oh. Well, watch out for this guy. His name again is Marisol Arvin.
What's the statement?
Royal Caribbean said in a statement. I'll do it in their voice.
Go ahead.
We have zero tolerance for this unacceptable behavior. We immediately reported this to law enforcement and terminated the crew member, and we will continue to fully cooperate with authorities.
That was good, Mike.
That's how they talk.
Yeah.
Those guys that run the cruise ships, they're hot shits.
Is that it for the news?
Yes, except that we have... I mean, you guys, I don't know how much of this you're going to agree with me on. But you know that feature we like to do called 15 Minutes of Shame?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't even know what time at 15 minutes. We don't have a timer. Ben's on strike. He's 39.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
But I would like to just take 15 minutes of shame to shame... The poor, the below poor, the subpar, the pathetic, tragic record of our President Joe Biden.
And I hope you enjoy your 15 minutes of shame.
Okay, Joe Biden, first of all, spent nearly half a century in Washington, D.C. Obama knew that he was going to be a failure by saying, you know, in fact, he even talked him out of running in 2016.
What did he say? Never underestimate Joe's ability to fuck up? Something like that.
Obama even told Biden's staff they, quote, needed to make sure Biden did not embarrass himself. And they failed. Mm. They all failed. Just a quick shopping list of things Biden's done wrong. And, you know, look, I mean, yeah, he's an old geezer, an old guy. He won't know that I said this. Biden oversaw the worst economic recovery since the Depression while he was vice president. Biden voted for the North American Free Trade Agreement, which is NAFTA, killing millions of jobs and gutting American manufacturing. Biden led the effort to give China the most favored nation trade status, killing millions of American jobs. Biden supported the Trans-Pacific Partnership, TPP trade deal, which would have killed hundreds of thousands of jobs and shrunk the U.S. GDP. Biden failed to hold China accountable. Instead has spent years bowing to Beijing. Biden oversaw the 09 stimulus package, which failed to deliver the shovel-ready jobs they were promised. Biden did every possible thing wrong, responding to the H1N1 swine flu pandemic. He failed to replenish the nation's stockpile of N95 masks after the 09 swine flu. We know where that led. Mm-hmm. Biden sided with credit card companies, which are headquartered in Delaware, over Americans struggling to pay their bills. By the way, right now, credit card usage and debt is over $1 trillion. It's 46% higher than it was before Biden took over. Wow. So that means people aren't paying their bills and they're using their credit cards. That's going on right now.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. I got disrupted there. By the way, that's the advance of the student debt crisis as well, mm-hmm. that whole thing. Biden was wrong on nearly every foreign policy and national security over the past four decades, according to Robert Gates, who was the Obama-Biden defense secretary. Biden supported and defended the war in Iraq for years, then lied about it. He opposed the raid to bring Osama bin Laden to justice, then he lied about it. He first suggested the failed reset with China policy with Hillary. Mm-hmm. It was Biden's suggestion. Biden supported the Iran nuclear deal that sent pallets of unmarked cash to the world's largest state sponsor of terrorism. He claimed Iraq would be one of the greatest achievements of the Obama administration just a few years before the rise of ISIS. Biden failed to provide lethal aid to Ukraine in the face of Russia's invasions of Crimea. Biden failed to effectively counter Russia's interference in the 2016 election, with even his fellow Democrats admitting Biden choked. Biden failed to unite our country, with 69% of Americans saying that race relations were mostly bad when Biden left office. He failed to stop illegal immigration. Instead, as we know, supporting mass amnesty and policies that encourage more people to come across our borders illegally. Biden made the opioid crisis worse for the same reason. And finally, Biden helped pass a government takeover of health care, which led to skyrocketing premiums, higher deductibles, fewer choices, and millions of Americans had their health insurance plans canceled. Now, is that an impressive list of failures? Or what?
You said his name so many times.
Biden.
When I go to the ballot box, it's the only name I'm going to know.
That's right.
I don't think so. Well, you'll know.
Mikey kept mentioning this Biden guy.
I'll check that box.
It's unbelievable. And there's still people out there who think that he's okay. And one of them is Keith Olbermann. Did you hear his latest?
Oh, I know.
With the tears and the urine on his face? He pisses on his face?
And he's going... He was going on a rant today about
the Supreme Court.
And no, it was about Trump and his he has a specific disease. I can't remember the name of it. It was some strange thing where he has the ability to basically just give word salads. That's what Keith Olbermann hears when Trump speaks, a word salad.
Okay. Well, then what's he hearing when Obama?
I know.
It's like Biden. Regurgitations from your garbage disposal when Obama talks. I mean, when Biden talks. It's like, what? He can't even get the words out.
I know.
Well, but Olbermann is talking about someone's harassing him on X or whatever. So we found out on the same day that Rob Reiner was going to set himself on fire and that Keith Olbermann pisses on his own face. I tweeted, why doesn't Olbermann just piss on Rob Reiner's face?
That would solve a problem, wouldn't it?
Put out the fire, right? I mean, but there's people out there that are just sick psychos, and this country's a mess.
Yeah.
You know, Ben's now 39. He's 4 years over the age limit to run for president. I think Ben should run for president.
You'd be a good president, Ben. You get my vote.
Be like a moderate, right? You'd be a moderate, wouldn't you?
An aggressive moderate.
All right. And now, you know, they have the kicker story. You know how they have the kicker story at the end of each show?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, here's my kicker story.
Is it about some kind of like fluffy bunny or something?
No. It's nothing like that. In fact, it's about a sad sack loser.
Oh. You mean a wah-wah kind of guy?
Do you know who Jack Fisher was? No?
No.
It sounds familiar, though,
yeah,
doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Jack Fisher was a pitcher in the major leagues.
Oh, Jack.
Known for giving up momentous, historic home runs. Don't do it, because I'm telling you about it.
I'm
YouTubing. Googling him.
No, I'm YouTubing in case there's a clip I can play.
No,
good going, Ben. Yeah. See, the producer lives in this guy all the time.
He's cheating so he knows who Jack Fisher is before I get to the end of the story.
Jesus. Resume.
Resume. It's more like it. Oh, shut up. Just relax. You're 2 minutes away from walking out of here a free man.
And now here's Mike with a story about Jack Fisher.
And now this about Jack Fisher. Born in this state in 1939. Jack Fisher, 85 years old, celebrating his birthday by celebrating the three things he did in Major League Baseball that everybody remembers. The first one was he gave up a home run to Ted Williams in Ted's final at-bat in the major leagues. September 28, 1960, Ted comes up there. Everybody knows it's his last game, last at-bat. Jack Fisher who hits it in the bullpen? Ted Williams, gone. Oh, man, everybody goes, that's awesome. Then, the following year, He gives up home run number 60, which ties Babe Ruth for the all-time home run record, to Roger Maris at Yankee Stadium. Same pitcher, Jack Fisher. Oh, right. That's a big moment. I don't want to be. Boom, home run number 60. Babe Ruth's record is tied. Jack Fisher is the pitcher on the mound. He's like going home going, God, I suck. I
mean, did he do the guy a favor?
Did he groove one for him?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think so. Because it got worse. Then he eventually ended up on the Mets, which, of course, in that day was a slap in the face for anybody. If you end up on the Mets, it's because that's like being AAA. He goes to the Mets. They open Shea Stadium, April of 1964. First game at Shea Stadium. Jack Fisher gives up the first home run ever given up in Shea Stadium.
Jeez.
I mean, this fucking guy, he had nothing but shit luck. I'll tell you what. Happy birthday, Jack Fisher. I know that he probably listens to the podcast.
So he's alive.
Because we,
good.
He's 85.
Excellent.
So, because we give people attention either when they don't want it or deserve it. And so he's probably listening right now.
Thanks, Jack.
And if he's listening right now, guys, what do you say we dedicate this next song to him?
Huh? All right, go ahead.
Do you know what the song is? It's Soul Man. Who did the original, Smitty?
Sam and Dave.
Both of them.
That's
no salmon. Salmon Day.
Salmon Day.
Something fishy about that. Coming to ya on a dusty road. Good lovin', I got a truckload.
True. And when you get it, Joe, now you got something. So don't worry, 'cause I'm coming. I'm a soul man.
Ow.
I'm a soul man.
I'm a soul man, too. Coincidence.
I'm a soul man.
Got it all. I got what I got the hard way. And I'll make it better each and every day.
So, honey, don't you fret, huh? 'Cause you ain't seen nothing yet. I'm a soul man.
Oh, 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 oh.
I'm a soul man.
Play it, Steve.
I'm a soul man.
Ha!
I'm a soul man.
Oh, no. I was brought up on a side street. I listened. I learned how to love before I could eat. I was educated from good stock at Shaw's. When I start loving, well, I can't stop.
I'm a soul man. I wanna tell you yes, I am. I'm a soul.
Who are these guys?